and the winds remain absolutely calm this morning. Well, let's talk police matters. And joining me in studio from the Cairns District Crime Prevention Office, Senior Constable Matt Cornish. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Murray. How are you travelling?
Well, I'm going well, but very concerned about this 26-year-old that remains missing out at Sudbury Reef. As a father of a lad who just loves spearfishing, you know, I enjoy spending the time at the reef. It's just so magic. But unfortunately, this is a good example of the dangers that are unfortunately out there in our local waters.
Yeah, most certainly. To say it's distressing is an understatement. A lot of friends and family in the broader community of North Queensland are extremely upset by the impending news of the 26-year-old's disappearance. Now, I understand he was out on a boat with a 56-year-old man, a fishing companion, on Sudbury Reef, which is just southeast of Fitzroy Island. Now, they did jump into the water to partake in marine recreation, which generally was spearfishing. Unfortunately, the 26-year-old man did not return to the boat at the designated time. Now, the 56-year-old man has obviously tried to search the area and try and locate him before notifying authorities. The Cairns Water Police have immediately commenced a search and rescue mission with the assistance of aerial assets. So that afternoon, all the way up until I believe it was 9 o'clock at night, there was four helicopters, a fixed-wing aircraft, a drone, boats all through the water searching for this man, but unfortunately he wasn't located. The initial search area was 135 square kilometres. Now, on Sunday, they obviously ramped up their efforts. Mm. So the police, the water police boat, the Perry Irwin, docked where the missing man's boat still is, and they conducted their search operation from that point. So to give an understanding, the Perry Irwin boat is essentially like a police station on water. It's got all the resources that are required, so they can coordinate the search from that vessel, which is very handy.
Mm.
On Sunday afternoon, police divers arrived from Brisbane and they conducted a sweep of the ocean floor directly near where the boat was. And they did locate a number of items. I'm not going to be itemising what those items are, but obviously that will form part of the investigation moving forward. As of yesterday, it was still a search and rescue mission, and obviously the water police today will be conducting briefings and determining what the best course of action moving forward today is. It's obviously extremely distressing. There are a number of dangers, not only on land, but in the water as well. And as you could imagine, the family and friends out there are extremely upset. There was a big call out on social media for people to go out and assist. And we've seen it time and time again with different search and rescue missions in the far north where the community really comes together to help out. And in this particular case, we take a hat off to all those people who have helped out. I understand people have had their private vessels going out there. People that do not have private vessels are offering to pay for the fuel to get vessels out there.
Yeah.
I understand there's been a huge presence out on the ocean to help this man. And, you know, a lot of people don't know this man, but they're still willing to get out there and help. And that warms my heart to know that I live in such a beautiful part of Australia where everyone really wants to stick together in times of need.
Yeah. And look, you know, it's always very concerning. I mean, it's a fantastic sport. We've got such a beautiful playground just off our coast. But certainly over time, some of the things that I've found out when you've got a couple of divers in the water like that, good to have three people. So, you know, if there's at least two people in the water, they generally stick together. Spear guns are always a bit of a concern. So you always keep them pointed in a safe direction. But, you know, I found to always encourage my lad to make sure that he's diving with another person so they're there with him in case, you know, something may happen and there could be a multitude of things that could happen. But one thing I've also found that I'm always the one that seems to stay on the boat and not anchoring up, actually going with the flow and actually going with the tide and actually following the divers and being, you know, within, say, about 50 metres of them is also one of the key things that you can do. But at the end of the day, you know, you never know what may happen out there, but some of those type of tips I've certainly found from my first-hand experience assist in at least keeping divers in the water just a little bit safer.
Yeah, most certainly. And obviously things do go wrong. Mm. And unfortunately, as time progresses for this man, the chances of survivability dramatically decrease, which is the reality of it. We're doing everything we can to help not only find him, but hopefully answers for the family. And I truly hope that we can find closure or answers for the family moving forward, because as you could only imagine, you know, sometimes no news is worse than the worst
news.
That's
right. Yeah, sure. And, you know, I can assure you from my personal perspective, it certainly hits home. It's a real concern. But as I said, you know, it's the type of sport that you can't stop a young lad or a young woman doing it, because it's just such a fantastic opportunity to go out there and spend time in the waters. But, of course, make sure you keep that safety top of mind and keep fairly close to the boat and have somebody on watch. Hopefully some more news with respect to this matter, you know, throughout the day. But, Matt, a little bit concerning and a little bit distressing. But look, thank you for your discussion this morning about a pretty tough situation.
Yeah, no dramas. Thank you, Murray. We will be providing an update at midday today for everyone in the community. Hopefully we've got some news then we can share with the community and provide some answers at a timely manner. We are obviously coordinating with the family and friends, the close family and friends, and making sure they're up to date where possible.
Best wishes to everyone involved. Senior Constable Matt Cornish from the Cairns District Crime Prevention Office, have a fantastic day and we'll talk again soon. Cheers.
It's Murray Jones for breakfast on Classic Hits 4CR.